I can remember when I was a kid, one of the years it was super hot and we were up north and everyone was out in the back garden and my dad made ice cream coffees, which I'd never had before.
Ice cream coffee.
And we all felt very exotic. And I remember going out and not having to bring a cardigan, and that was very exciting. So I do remember that summer. Really, I grew up by the beach and our beach was really, really busy. We never really would have had that, so.
And you've a massive ice cream, 4 or 5
I
scoops.
Do.
Anything to keep cool?
Let's say 3, 4.
Okay, that's okay.
It's my breakfast. I know, it's delicious. It's chocolate and salted caramel, and I've never had one of these before. My children have recommended it. So if it's going to hit 30 degrees today, I reckon it's a good excuse to get an ice cream for breakfast.
So anything to keep cool?
Yes, absolutely. I've got a cool box at home filled with iced tea and cold water to try and keep us cool for the rest of it. It's a good problem to have in the summer in Ireland.
So no complaints from you?
Absolutely not. Well, we couldn't go abroad this summer, but we're delighted with this weather.
Because we could be in France right now, couldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. But sure, who needs it? And we're lucky, living in Donabate by the beach is fantastic as well. So we're really, really lucky. And yeah, we're off down to the beach now in a bit as well. So life is good.
I'm having a chat with Lisa McGrath in Kate's Cafe in Donabate. How are you working in this heat?
It's hard, you know, with the new outdoor seating. There's no shade, really. We're constantly out in the heat. And we're wearing all black, yeah. Obviously, we'd still be complaining if it was cold.
We would be, wouldn't we?
We'd be complaining either way, I think, so.
How you doing? My name is Wayne Palmer from Razor's Edge Barbershop in Donabate.
So you're continuing, you're cutting people's hair, you're trimming people's beards. How are you coping in this heat?
It's fairly tough now. We've got a couple of fans blowing through the whole day, and I have the unflat air, Michael. We send them over to the shop fairly regular to get a few ice-cold beverages, you know.
So it's the ice cold beverages, obviously non-alcoholic.
Yeah, obviously non-alcoholic before 6 o'clock, yeah, yeah.
And then after 6, it's anyone's game.
I would like to comment on that.
So, like, are we complaining about this heat? I
mean, no.
Obviously, it's hard. And you don't look sweaty betting, you look pretty good.
No, I'm all right, I'm fairly chilled as it is. But no, I'm not complaining about any heat, because I know in the next few months it's all going to turn. We're going to be standing here in our long johns and freezing cold, you know. So, no, happy out with a bit of good weather.
And is this the best period of warm weather that you can remember? I can remember 1995, 2013, 2014.
But yeah.
I mean, officially from tomorrow, this is a heat wave. Can you remember weather like this before? Have you ever experienced such hot weather in Ireland?
I remember 95. I remember that. I was working in Quinsworth in Airtown Castle, and we were doing the deliveries out the back. So I remember that summer really, really well. But recently now, I think maybe the start of the first lockdown was fairly good, but no, this has been fantastic.
Met Aaron have out a yellow weather warning for extreme heat. How are you getting on?
Well, we're going to the beach a lot for swims, and we're staying indoors a bit as well just to keep out of the heat. And we're away at the weekend down in Leitrim, and we just kind of went under the shade and we spent the whole time in the Loch Allen, which was gorgeous. So I know we're having a weather warning, but it is great to get this weather because we get it so seldom in Ireland. So I'm just going to enjoy it.
And what about work? When it comes to dress sense, do you still have to dress up? Are you working from home? Do you still have to look smart? Would they allow you to wear shorts, for example? I never wear shorts to work, but today I am.
Well, I'm a teacher, so I'm a secondary school teacher, so I'm off on holiday, so I don't have to worry about it, but I could not imagine them letting us go in with shorts, as I teach in an all-boys school, so I just don't think it would be appropriate, to be honest with you. But I'm sure we could wear summer dresses going in if the schools were open, but thank God they're closed.
Iced Americano.
No, normal hot coffee's fine.
You're going hot?
Eh.
And you're going for iced
Americano.
Black coffee?
Yeah.
A little bit of milk or just black?
No, black. Shorts and t-shirt, going for a dip most evenings in the beach.
And you're in shorts and t-shirts at the moment. Does work mind?
No, working from my home, so you're behind a desk. They don't need to see your face. That's it.
So t-shirts are okay, even on Zoom?
Yeah.
I was born in Mauritius. Obviously, weather is very warm, and similar to here in, probably a little bit hotter than here in summer, but cooler than here in winter.
So you're used to gorgeous humidity, warm weather with perhaps a little bit of a breeze?
Yeah, it's obviously a little bit more stuffy here, in the sense that the humidity is what really kills you. It's not the heat as such, it's, you know, the humidity. So as soon as humidity goes up, it becomes more difficult to do anything. So.
Just chilling.
Sun cream.
Yeah.
Sun cream, you've got sun cream on?
Yeah.
Oh, 50 factor.
And will work let you dress casually in linen? Will they let you dress down a bit?
Yeah, but they were allowed more water breaks than that. I work in retail.
So they do give you a water break?
Breaks, yeah.
And it must get extremely hot in retail. Is it a food shop or a clothes shop?
News, supermarket.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
So you've got the fridges. You could hide.
Oh, I hide in the fridges.
You do go into the fridges.
I do.
Now we know.
And you're just doing a bit of stock take.
That's it.
I just need to come in here for a minute.
Yeah, no, that's it, yeah.
Hi, yeah, I'm Peter Murray from Suzanne Murray Hair Studio here in Donabate.
How are you coping in the heat? You've got your doors wide open, like we could be in Spain.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the, obviously doors open, of the vents are open, of the bathroom window open, obviously to create a draft.
So everything's open.
Everything's open, and I have a Dyson fan cooler trying to blow, obviously to help the girls as well. You know, myself.
So it's, you're trying to continue not only with the pandemic, but now with the heat.
The heat as well. But listen, you know, could be a lot worse. Well, at least we're open, we're working, and we only get these this type of weather very not very often. So it's we have, just have to get on with it, and hopefully everything will be.
And you're fine. In uniform. You're wearing a black mask. You've got a black T-shirt on. That's hot.
It is hot again, but we were able to come in and out. We've created a lot of spaces between clients, so obviously with social distancing and cleaning and all that, we now have a bit more time. So these between clients, then the girls can come out, maybe get 10 or 15 minutes outside the salon in between each client.
Do you remember a summer like this? Do you remember the summer of 95, the summer of 77?
77, I was only a young boy. You know what I mean? I don't remember 95 either. Most summers, I'd probably be in Spain, so I'd be used to this heat anyway, you know. So lovely to see it, and you know, hopefully people are appreciating it, you know.
It's too warm for work. Forget about the ties and the shirts. Just stay at home.
So it's too warm for work?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you think the nation, if they can get away with it, have got to the beach, they've got to a lock,
yeah,
they've got to their back garden?
We can't go anywhere else. So I think people should take the good summer weather and take time off. Forget about the shirts and the ties.
Forget about work.
Forget about work.
Just stay in the shade.
The hottest summer I can remember was back in 1997. And I remember really, really well. I thought it was fantastic. And great memories of it, being outside and enjoying the heat.
So somebody's pumping out the sounds of their old Volkswagen Golf there, enjoying this great weather in their own way.
I'm really enjoying it. I think it's great to have this weather because we don't get it all the time. And it's bringing out everybody, and everyone's feeling great about it. And I think it's great to have. It's great for people's mental health, and it's great for, you know, to get out there and enjoy the best of it.
And sun, it does help mental health, doesn't it? It does lift mood.
It does. The sun is great for your mental health, and I think it's great after the long, dark winter we've had that we get this weather now. We deserve it.
I do remember 77, and I'm from the north of England, and I can remember it was absolutely scorching, and I was in college in Scotland, and I do remember it because I got sunburnt, as did everybody else in those days.
I'm having a chat with Quiva Roach from Scrum Diddley's Ice Cream here in Donabate in North County Dublin. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been really busy in the heat wave, so I hope it keeps going.
How you doing? I'm Darren McCormick.
Darren, you're from Scrum Diddley's. You must wish every summer's like this because ice cream sales must go up.
We have it all year round, but yeah, definitely when the weather's like this, it makes a big impact. Stay in the shade. Stay cool. Ice cream's a great way of staying cool as well, obviously.
And water.
And water, plenty of water, yeah. Plenty of hydration.
Drinking plenty of water, keeping in the shade. Yeah, I'm 21, it's the hottest summer that I can remember anyway. Yeah, I haven't felt summer like this in years. Like, this is like French weather, I can't believe it. It's like being
like
in Spain.
What?
It's like
Spain.
Yeah, Costa del Donamid, you know?
Costa del Donamid?
Yeah, it's roasting.
Well, that has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, it doesn't, indeed, yeah. No, it's roasting, but yeah, just drink plenty of water, keep in the shade, and enjoy it while you can. It's Ireland.
And you've got the biggest ice cream that I've seen. It's about the same size as your head.
That's another way that I'm going to keep cool there. Get this into me. Demolish the ice cream.
We live beside the beach, so it's handy there because we can just go down to the beach.
It's nice and relaxing, and you can go outside, unlike normally when it's raining.
Yeah, I like to go to the beach when it's warm.